Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Program, a lot of baseball talk. Yoelis Chacin down with an injury. Brewers now in desperate need of starters. In desperate need of arms in general. We'll get back into that discussion coming up here a little bit. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Jason Zola across the way. We are glad you are on board today. This Thursday, July 25th. I can't believe it is July 25th. Next week, I was just sitting here thinking, now I'm not here tomorrow. I'm playing in a charity. I don't play in a lot of charity golf outings, but I'm playing in one tomorrow. So I used to do like 50 a year, and I've cut it back to about 7 to 10. So tomorrow I'm not here. But come Monday I'm here, Tuesday, then off to Wausau. Going to be in Wausau on Tuesday night and Wednesday night for the cigar dinner. Back, that's the last time I'm in studio. Because back after that, going to be at State Fair for the entire run. Going to be at the Goose Island Ale House, which is right next to the Budweiser Pavilion. So if you're going to the Wisconsin State Fair, come out and see us. We're looking forward to it. I always love the fair. You know that. And we have so many people that come by and listen to the program. So come on by and say hi. But in the meantime, then I'm going to be in Stevens Point for a couple of days during that run, back and forth from Stevens Point and Milwaukee for the fair. We've got, obviously, some training camp things coming up where I'm just going to be, you know, kind of heading up there and doing some observation stuff regarding Packers training camp, and then we're back at it in Milwaukee at the end of the month. We were back in Wausau for a cigar dinner. I mean, we're all over the place. And then the week after that, we're going to be at the Ironwood golf course just west of Milwaukee, which, by the way, let me do this real quick. I might as well get this out of the way. But the golf event... yesterday, we really started pushing it hard. Really, this week we did, because they opened up 10 more spots. Those 10 spots have sold, and they weren't sure they wanted to do anymore. So they called me this morning, and they said, look, it's selling so well, and there's such a demand for it. Can we open up 10 more? I don't care. As long as Mike Lehman, our buddy out there, can handle it on the golf course, we're good to go. So they just opened up another 10 spots. It's $45 if you just want dinner, drinks, cigars, and to come to the cigar dinner. It's $60 if you want golf, free golf cart, the dinner, the drinks, the cigars, the whole deal. It is coming up on Monday. This is Monday, August 5th. Monday, August 5th, we're going to be in Sussex. We're going to be in Sussex, Wisconsin, which is just west of Milwaukee. So if you're looking for a cigar dinner, a few cocktails, good golf, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we always tell great stories, and it's very much the inside scoop on a lot of stuff. Come on out and join us. But you got to go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. And get your tickets right now. Click on the one for Sussex, Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex. And it's $60. Get some friends together. As a matter of fact, a couple of people approached me on Facebook and said, hey, we've got a group of friends. Can we do that? Go for it. Just put their names in. You're good to go. But again, it's coming up on Monday, August 5th. We're going to be in Sussex, Wisconsin, at Ironwood Golf Course, and there is a lot of people signing up for this, and they just opened up 10 more spots. So they're going to go fast. They're going to go real fast. So if you're thinking about this, you might as well do it right now. Go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com and get yourself registered, tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com, and get your tickets right here, right now. All right, time to talk some football. Brian Gutekunst talks about moving on without Mike Daniels.
I think we're pretty excited about the guys we got. Mike's a very good player, and you never want to see a good player walk out the door. But there's also guys that are kind of eager and ready to have their shot, and we're excited to see what they can do.
Interesting. Again, Mike's a good player. You never want to see a good player walk out the door. I agree with that. But you did. But you let him go. You cut him loose. So Gutekin says he informed Mike Daniels in person yesterday morning.
Yeah, I'll keep our conversations private. I think that's something I'll do about all players. But talked to him this morning. And, you know, Mike's a true professional. He has always been. And, yeah, it was a good conversation.
Can't be that great if you're saying, hey, Mike, appreciate it. Talk to you later. And that happened, obviously, right after they gave Dean Lowry that 3-year contract extension.
Well, obviously, you guys saw we extended Dean Lowry. We're pretty excited about that. You know, Kenny speaks for himself. Those two pillars were kind of looking out into the future. The two guys are kind of anchor that defensive line room.
Dean Lowry got better last year, but now he calls him a pillar, one of the pillars of the defense. But like I said, Dean Lowry did get better, so he's earned a 3-year contract extension. Mark Murphy, are the Packers any closer to playing a game? Now, see, to me, I don't think it's – the Packers are holding out as long as they possibly hold out, maybe until the NFL forces them to go, but are the Packers any closer to playing in London?
Well, you know, we're not going to give up a home game, all one of our home games. It's just too important. But we'll see. I think quite honestly, I think it'd be great for our fans, but I think it'd be good for the league too to have a, you know, an organization or a team like the Packers who are so popular globally for us to play overseas.
I don't want to see it happen. Just too much travel, too much. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, personally speaking, I jump on that flight. I jump on that trip. I wouldn't mind going over to London, hanging out for, you know, 4 or 5 days, but. It's such an incredible disruption for your team. Mark Murphy also says the NFL owners, they're having some serious discussions about extending the regular season.
Looking at different structure, potentially different structure to the season, one of the benefits of a potential 17 game would be a little easier to have international games.
The 17th game I get, not a big fan of, but I get it. Here's the thing. If you're going to talk about the preseason and getting rid of the two preseason, first of all, I don't think you should. I think you get rid of one. You don't get rid of two. And then what you do is each team, 1 year gets two games, the next year gets one game. And you just keep rotating that back and forth. So that way you don't, you know, everybody's getting still the same amount of revenue. You're just getting it either 1 year or the next. But 17 games, not bad. I like 18 games. I know players don't. I like 18 games. But if you get rid of one preseason and add one regular season, that's not killing me. That's not a bad way to go. Mark Murphy, why don't teams focus on projects like the Patriots Village or Title Town for the revenue growth instead of 18 games a season?
You know, that's something that, you know, we're discussing. We're talking to the players about it. You know, and you know, obviously there's concerns about the health and safety of our players, and so we're looking at different options. The other reality, quite honestly, Mike, is the quality of our preseason is not great, and I think it's declining as we go along. Fewer and fewer starters are playing in preseason games. So I think we're looking at a number of different options, but it's not all about revenue. I think we also need to do what's right by our players and the fans. But, and you know, I mean, we're unique, I think, in terms of being able to support and, you know, invest in a project like Title Town. It's a little more for some of the other teams to do something like that.
Okay. So there's a lot to chew on there from Mark Murphy, because Mark Murphy basically says, yeah, the value of our preseason has gone down. What he doesn't say is, as owners, and if we really give a damn about the health and welfare and safety of our players, because everybody's making money, nobody wants to give it up. Players don't want to give it up. Owners don't want to give it up. But really, in reality, this is what you should do. We know the preseason sucks. Okay? So this is just what I would do. Season ticket holders, you buy season tickets. If you want to buy preseason, you buy it. If you don't, you don't. Okay? But you still hang on to the rights for regular season. You don't give that up. But then it opens it up into a pool, if you will, for whomever's on that waiting list to say, okay, well, if you can't buy season tickets, at least you can buy preseason tickets. But know this, instead of paying, on average, we'll say whatever it is, $100. Instead of paying $100 per ticket, you're going to pay $70. Because we know you're not seeing starters. You're coming to see a game and the experience at Lambeau Field. Okay, you may see Aaron Rodgers for a series or two, but you're not going to see Aaron Rodgers for a full game. You may see Devontae Adams for a series or two, but not a full game. You may see a lot of back end of the roster guys trying to make a team, but you're not going to see your starters for a full game. So therefore, you're not paying that amount of money. Now, $30 a ticket times 78,000 or whatever it happens to be. Okay, I get it. You're losing a little chunk of change, but come on. Come on. Think of the fans. Quit trying to figure out ways to keep holding on to their money and give back to the fans what they so rightfully deserve. They've supported this league and made this league grow exponentially over the years, which allows you to get those big, ginormous television contracts because the fans can't get enough of it. And just because they're willing to pay it doesn't make it right. So scale the tickets back. Don't make season ticket holders buy those. If they want to, that's great because a lot of them, hey, that's their business. They keep it in their families, but they take business acquaintances and such, and they give them to friends or whatever. But don't make season ticket holders buy them. Scale back the price a little bit and open it up to the general public and just make it three games, and you're good to go. I don't know what the big deal is. You keep talking about players' health and safety, and it's not all about revenue, but it is. Don't look at us and say it's not about revenue. It's about the health and welfare and about putting on a better product. When you put on a crappier product and you're still charging the same amount of money. So if it's a crappier product and you're still charging the same amount of money, then isn't it all about revenue and money? Because that's what you're telling everybody. That's the easiest way to do it. If I'm in charge of the league, it just becomes too damn easy. I tell the owners, you know what? Suck it up. You're making money hand over fist. I mean, suck it up. Quit screwing the fans. Quit forcing all that pink crap down their throats. We're only giving like a penny to breast cancer research and all that kind of stuff and telling everybody we're doing a great thing. Let's just call it what it is. Hey, give us a donation. Put a plate around Lambeau Field. Everybody grab a little cash out of their pocket and throw it in there and make a big donation. You know, rather than making us all buy all pink stuff and green stuff and purple stuff and stuff that's blue on certain Sundays of weeks. And it just, come on. Just get back to take care of the fan, get back to football and call it a day. 855-830-8648. Am I wrong on this? 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in. And that way you can still go build your Taj Mahals. Go build Titletown. Man, expand that thing. Put in more hotels, restaurants, bars. Put bands outside. Make it a show place. Dome that damn thing. I don't care. Make it a show place. Bucket list. Hell yeah. Everybody wants to go there. We all know that. Make as much money as you can. Just don't do it because you need the extra $20-$30 per ticket for preseason games that suck. You know what I mean? I should run for president. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's do this. Then when we come back, going to get into a little bit of buy or sell. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Time now to get into some buy or sell. Coming up here in just a moment. Don't forget our good friends over there at Neumel Medical. They bring you this portion of the program. 98% success rate at treating guys with ED, erectile dysfunction. That's a 98% success rate. Give them a shout. If you're suffering from that, they're all but guaranteeing they can help you out. That's the way to go. Check out our friends over there at Neumel Medical. Also, the low T treatments for better mood, better stamina, more energy. Working that out, that works. Also, the all-in-one weight loss program, that is a valuable product as well. Because I know there's more than a few of you out there that have shed some pounds because of it. It's kind of a new you. Take a look around and say, okay, do I need to make myself better? Darn straight you do. Everybody does, right? Call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Location Chicago, Milwaukee, and in Green Bay. Again, 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. All right, let's do this. Time to get into some buy or sell, shall we?
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zinzola across the way. Time now for some buy or sell. Radio Joe, what you got?
All right, this time we're going to do an NFC North buy or sell.
All right.
The first one, buy or sell, Mike Zimmer is on the hot seat up in Minnesota.
Yes, I'm buying that. I think he's probably, I was listening to radio from KFAN, and they were doing the who has the most pressure on them, because Matt LaFleur is trying to get a team back into the postseason. Matt Nagy's trying to take the Bears to the next step. You know, obviously what's going on with Patricia over in Detroit, they need a better showing this upcoming season. But Zimmer has been a guy that's been there and has then faltered. And they went out, got him the quarterback that he wanted. They feel they were going to be better. Kirk Cousins wasn't any better. The defense didn't play nearly as good. And they feel that Zimmer is the guy that's probably the most on the hot seat in the division. So I am completely buying that Zimmer has the most pressure on him this season out of all the head coaches in the NFC North, without a doubt.
Buy or sell?
Okay, well then the next one, buy or sell, the Bears have the most pressure to win now in the division.
You know what? If the Bears don't win, now they did go out and get Khalil Mack, and then they fortified that defense and picked up a few additional players to make Mitch Trubisky better. But this is where everybody expects them to take the jump. But if they don't and they do get to the postseason, then I think people will be like, okay, you know, look, he's got us to the postseason the last couple of years. That's pretty good. We'll give him one more year, you know, to kind of really put the pressure on. I still think Zimmer and the Minnesota Vikings, they have a lot more pressure to get it done because they were so close a couple of years ago, and then it fell apart, and then last year just turned into a complete crap show. This year, I still think Minnesota's got all the pressure in the world on them. So I'm going to sell that the Bears have the most pressure on them. It is the Minnesota Vikings.
Buy or sell?
Minnesota is more of a balanced team than Chicago.
Ah, boy, that's a great question. I really like what Minnesota has to offer. I mean, I think between Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, they're really good wideouts. Laquon Treadwell on that outside, their first-round draft choice a couple of years ago. I really like that they went out and picked up Garrett Bradbury, their center, to anchor the middle of that offensive line. They've got Dalvin Cook. So offensively, they should be firing on all cylinders. And we know their defense, Harrison Smith and Xavier Rhodes, and you go with Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, they kept over there, Everson Griffin. I mean, they're the most balanced team. I would have to say yes. I do like – it doesn't mean I don't like what the Bears bring to the table. I'll say this. I know that some people feel that, you know, Kirk Cousins is you know, still a very good quarterback. I would take Mitch Trubisky, I think, over Kirk Cousins. I know that sounds crazy, but I think Mitch Trubisky has more upside right now. Kirk Cousins is what he is. We all know that. The fact that they got Riley Ridley, the wideout, that they picked him up this offseason in the draft. They also got the running back, David Montgomery. They've got, you know, Mike Davis at running back, Tariq Cohen at running back. They're balanced over there. They've got a decent offensive line with Cody Whitehair and James Daniels and company. I mean, that's really solid, but I still think Minnesota's more balanced. And if you want to talk about the overall balance, the Bears have Pat O'Donnell. They picked him up. They picked up Elliot Fry. Pat O'Donnell's their punter. Elliot Fry and Eddie Pinheiro, I think is how you pronounce his name. Those are your kickers, because they don't have a good kicking game right now. Remember, that's how they faltered last year down the stretch. So if you had to talk about the overall ability of a team, I would say Minnesota's better. I think they're better balanced, but I also think that they're a little more stable when it comes to their kicking department as well.
Buy or sell?
The Lions will once again be the bottom feeder of the division, but they will win at least 6 games.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. I'll buy that. I don't really see the Bears or the Lions doing much. I see the Bears, Packers. I mean, if I had to pick the division today, I would probably say Vikings, Bears, Packers, all within a game of one another, and then the Lions with six or seven wins. They picked up T.J. Hockenson, the tight end. They already had Jesse James out of Pittsburgh. They don't have great. They've got Kenny Golladay. They've got Marvin Jones, who they picked up from Cincinnati as a free agent a couple years ago. But they've got Brandon Powell and Tommy Lee Lewis, and you know they do like that Travis Fulgham. They like that kid, but they really don't have a lot of big weapons. You know, since Megatron left, they don't have a lot of big weapons for Matthew Stafford to really throw to. They're going to try to run the football as much as they possibly can. They picked up Theo Riddick. They got Kerryon Johnson. Ty Johnson they picked up in the sixth round this year. But they don't have a great defense. They don't have a great offense. They're just kind of there. They're kind of treading water. So, yeah, I think they can win six games, but they're going to be the bottom feeder in the division.
Buy or sell?
All right, last one for you. Do you buy this ranking of quarterbacks in the division? Number one is Aaron Rodgers. Number two is Matthew Stafford. Number three, Kirk Cousins. Number four, Mitch Trubisky.
Whew.
Rodgers, Stafford, Cousins, Trubisky.
I would go with Trubisky over Cousins. And I know some people get upset at that, but so be it.
So Cousins would be the worst quarterback of the four would be in the division.
Just because the guy doesn't win. You know what I mean? The guy just... He just doesn't win. So he wins 8 to 10 games, and then off you go. You know, he falls apart. I think Rodgers is still the cream of the crop, without a doubt. Even though Kirk Cousins last year had a quarterback rating of just under 100, he was still listed as one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I don't like the guy. And you know what? Maybe it's just I don't like him. Matthew Stafford wasn't far behind, and Trubisky was, what, ranked 20th, I think, last year out of all quarterbacks, so he ended up being at the bottom. I think Mitch Trubisky takes a step forward. They take the leash off of him. I think Aaron Rodgers is still by far number one, and he's going to even be by far number one. But I think the gap is going to close. Now, are we basing this on wins, or are we basing this on just statistics? That would be the next question.
Talent?
Yeah, you'd probably go Rodgers, Stafford, Cousins, and Trubisky, but I think Trubisky's going to overtake Cousins. Cousins had a good year last year, and he's got some good weapons, so it's hard to say that Cousins is going to end up with worse statistics than he did. He was top 10 last year. But Kirk Cousins doesn't win! So, no, Cousins stays at the bottom of the list. Stafford's number two, Trubisky's number three, Rodgers number one. That's what I'm staying with. There we go.
That's it.
That's buy or sell. Let's real quick do this because Dave's been on hold a little while. Let's go to Dave listening to us in Union Grove. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's going on? Dave.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Good, Dave. What's up?
I think you're 100% correct on what they should do with the NFL schedule. It gives a chance for the common guy to take his family off, see Lambeau. The only way I ever seen Lambeau was through my daughter selling Girl Scout cookies. That ain't fair.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. No, it's. I get what you're saying. I would love to see them open it up more to the pool of people, or at least to the people that are on the waiting list. That way they're buying just regular season tickets and not the entire batch, but it does guarantee them money, and I understand that's what it's all about. But I personally think you have enough of a fan base that if you didn't force season ticket owners to buy the preseason, I still think you'd sell those games out and you'd still be sitting happy and fat with a lot of money. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Charles Davis of Fox Sports, the NFL analyst, he's going to join us next on the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Hey, a reminder. I know the grass is growing quickly, although the rains have subsided. But a reminder, because we tell you all the time, go out and get the unleaded 88 or the E85. But that's only if you have a flex fuel vehicle or a car newer than 2001. For the lawn tractors, for the weed eaters, the blowers, the trimmers, the edgers, all that kind of stuff, and maybe even for your boat, the small engines, the outboard engines. That's not for you. Go with the regular unleaded. It's all from our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. They want you to know the facts. WIBiofuels.org. That is WIBiofuels.org, and see for yourself what it is we're talking. We want you to get the gas. Don't get me wrong. Help out the corn growers and the Wisconsin farmers. But we also want to make sure that all your equipment is running smoothly. No problems right there. We talk now some more Packers and football in general, for that matter, with our good buddy from Fox Sports analyst and the NFL analyst for Fox Sports, Charles Davis, joining us here. Charles, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing extremely well. Again, you are the voice of Madden, by the way. I was told to ask you about that.
Yeah, fortunate enough to... We'll be starting our fifth year together, myself and Brandon Godden, who handles the play-by-play aspect of it. We start that in August when we go back to work to put together the game for Madden 21. So we're really excited about that. Still can't believe that we're part of that franchise.
Yeah, I know. Now, do you get the game and play it yourself just to hear yourself talk?
I'm a lousy player, and the last thing I need to do is to hear this voice one more time. So I hear enough about it from other people, but people have also discovered the mute button works as well.
There you go.
It works both ways.
Hey, got to ask you, yesterday, it was to some it was surprising. To me, it was kind of like, okay, I get it. The move was more a monetary move, and they believe they have depth. But the Packers getting rid of an all-pro defensive lineman, did that surprise you?
It did, mainly because a lot of these things surprise me as we're this close to camp or we're at the beginning of camp. You know, Mason Foster getting cut as he did by Washington on the eve of camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those sorts of moves, because you just figure that stuff's going to be done, you know, well ahead of that. And so you have a roster set going in, but other things kick in. But I understand, as you pointed out, monetary reasons, you know, age always kicks in on that. And then they're counting on some guys that they've, you know, some that have been around, and one in particular that just got drafted that they expect to step in and play well. But Mike Daniels did a heck of a job for Green Bay. I mean, a heck of a job for a long time. And, you know, his presence will be missed, especially in the beginning.
Do you look at the Green Bay Packers? Now, the Packers have missed the playoffs the last couple of years. Matt LaFleur now coming in and taking over. We don't know. I don't know what to expect. I mean, do you have an expectation of Green Bay? Let me start out there.
Well, I think that their division got better while they missed the playoffs the last 2 years. You know, and that doesn't make things easy. Because in the past, when they've been challenged, you know, Green Bay's been in a pretty good run for a while, where year in, year out, they're the team, right? So when they have been challenged or bumped off their top spot, that team hasn't sustained very long, has it? Chicago had that little run, ended mm-hmm. up in the Super Bowl. But then Green Bay beat them in the championship game 1 year. But all in all, that was, you know, they came and they went away, didn't they?
Yep.
Detroit, well, you know, Detroit, it's been a struggle along the way. Minnesota, a couple pockets there, but didn't really stay. Now, they've been there the last few years. The interesting thing was they fell off last year as well. So I think it's a three-team deal until Detroit proves that they can be consistent. And right now, to me, Chicago, Minnesota, Green Bay, I think any of those three could end up winning this crown by the time it's over. Going into it, you have to go with Chicago because of youth, what the coach did last year, a young quarterback you're expecting to ascend. And Minnesota is so interesting because I don't think any of us saw that kind of a drop last year, especially after they picked up the quarterback. Now all the pressure shifts to him,
right?
Even though that might not be fair, but it all shifts to him. That's $84 million. The previous quarterback, we called him a journeyman. He took us to the NFC Championship game. You couldn't even get us in the playoffs. Not all on him, but his $84 million in quarterback, yeah, it is on him.
Right.
So that's what you get to. Plus, let's remember where we were week two last year in Green Bay. We had some crazy calls with Clay Matthews, and we had a Vikings kicker who couldn't make a field goal, who had been drafted, remember? He was supposed to solve that issue for them. They end up in a tie. Later on, he gets cut, finishes the year in Oakland, and kicks very well for Oakland. But that's a fifth-round pick that they wasted on a kicker, which is why you hear people say, forget running backs. Anyone who drafts a kicker is nuts.
The well, kicking also became the issue, obviously, for the Chicago Bears too, because they ended up blowing out, you know, Cody Parkey, and they ended up bringing in two new guys, and they're trying to fix that situation as well. Who's the best balanced team in the division, in your opinion?
Kickers aside, I think Chicago is, because it's going to be fun to watch what their defense does, minus Vic Fangio. And, Bill, you know what it's like trying to find the right voices for your team and what's going to motivate them. They've had Vic come at them in a certain way for a while now. I think the worst move teams make is if you bring in a very similar person who's not exactly that guy. I think in this case they did a really nice job because Chuck Pagano is accomplished, but his personality is different. And I think he will be respected from the day he walked in the door, because he did win in Indianapolis before everything, you know, the bottom fell out. He does have a nice track record in the NFL as a coordinator, and his personality is different enough from Vic's that the voice will be heard, I think, early. I don't think that they're going to shun the message, and that's why I just still think Chicago is the most balanced team that they have. We shall see how it goes as time goes forward. But Minnesota... It's all on Zim now, because Zim hired an OC last year, John DeFilippo, and fired him. How you hire a guy and then he doesn't fit what you're doing is a weird one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that suggests to me there's more to that story than maybe what meets the eye.
Right, I was thinking the same thing.
You know, because you hired him. So you hired him for a specific reason. Then during the season, all of a sudden, he's not doing what you want, or that's not what you expected. Something doesn't really jive. And I think usually that means on both sides. Typically, but that was a weird one. But now I think it's all on Zim. And why I say that is he's very Hippocratic oath to me. First, do no harm to my defense. And I think that's how they're going to run offense this year with Kevin Stefanski.
The Packers with the familiarity with Aaron Rodgers. First of all, a very tumultuous offseason. Articles being written about the team, a lot of things being exposed, the curtain being pulled back. Where you, what you believe.
Real deep dive on Aaron, right? Aaron was on the couch all offseason, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
By a number of us media people. So.
Yep. I completely agree. I found it interesting when I was down at the Super Bowl. There was quite a few coaches that I had a chance to talk to that were milling around down there, and it was almost split. There were some that said, you know what, it's a Hall of Famer. You take your shot with that guy. I would take that team in a heartbeat. And there were others that were saying, I don't want to get anywhere near that because they just it seems like it's become so contentious. So let me ask you, with everything that's gone on, how do you think, because I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to come out with a huge chip on his shoulder and try to show the world that he's still got it. Do you get that same sense?
I do, but I don't know that it's as much a chip on Aaron's shoulder as Aaron's going to say, this is who I've been. You guys just haven't figured it out. You know, my experiences with Aaron have always been very positive. I go back to college with him because I was calling games on Turner when Aaron was at Cal. So to be able to see the evolution of it that way without me, and remember, everyone wants to say we know people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get it on the table so we have no misconceptions here. I know as much about Aaron as he's allowed me to know.
That's a great statement because that's exactly dead on.
All right? So if everyone is, I know Aaron, I've been around Aaron, and that's fine. But for most of us who are people covering the game, covering the team or what have you, we know what Aaron's allowed us to know, and that's it, and that's fine. That works for me. My sense is if you're going to be with Aaron, you got to meet him on his level intellectually. Otherwise, you're going to have a hard time because Aaron is a very smart, intelligent man.
Right.
And he's not going to suffer very many fools gladly. He's not going to want to do all the small talk, chit-chat stuff. It's what are we trying to accomplish? How are we going to accomplish it? And when he hits you with the, you know, when we all had kids when they were 3 years old and it was why? But you better have some good answers because he's got a definite way if he wants to do things too. And that's why I'm getting a kick out of this Audible thing that we are covering. I say we're the media. We're part of it, you know. Matt LaFleur has a way he does things and with his system that he's explaining to Aaron. Aaron has a way of doing things, and he wants to know if he's going to have the freedom to do some of those things as well. Bill, without being in a single meeting with them, without a single conversation, I think what it'll boil down to is something pretty simple, is that Matt's going to have his system. He's going to ask Aaron to run it. What Aaron's going to ask is, with my years in this league and experience and knowing this team, et cetera, if I really see something that I think we can get into and get something better, can I blow off the audible system and get to my own?
I would assume as long as it doesn't become habitual, and then that's where they're going to meet in the middle. I completely agree with you.
That's where I think they meet. Now you've got a good intellectual discussion about it, one that's rooted in facts from both sides and why they're doing it. And if one side respects the other, why wouldn't you want Aaron Rodgers to say, you know, I know what we were in, but, you know, 3 years ago I saw that same look, and wham, this is how we can hit him. Why wouldn't you want him to get to
right.
that?
No, I get it.
And then at the same time, if you're Matt, Aaron, that's four audibles on this one drive. Why?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll meet in the middle there.
Charles, it is always a pleasure. I certainly appreciate it. I'm going to pick your brain more throughout the rest of the season, but I look forward to seeing you up at Lambeau Field as well. Okay, pal?
Look forward to it. You take care of yourself, Bill.
Hey, I will. Hey, by the way, you're here as part of X-Tech Pads as well. They keep getting bigger and better. I keep seeing Bob stuff all over the internet and all over social media. So I know if they use the code COACH right now at xtechpads.com, they get 10% off, correct?
They certainly do, and that's what you have to use. And they're no longer a novelty thing, Bill. They are the number one pad the NFL has voted by the players going into 2019. So if you want the best shoulder pads, you better get the X-Tech ones.
That's fantastic. Charles, always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Take care now. Be good.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. Charles Davis joining us for a couple of minutes for X-Tech Pads. They bring him to us. Go to X-Tech, X-T-E-C-H-Pads.com. Type in the promo code COACH, and you get 10% off of your pad order. And Charles Davis is fantastic. Love breaking it down with him, and I think he's absolutely right. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. When we come back, we're going to talk with Mike Clemens. Stay tuned. More right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. It's time for a Chili's Green and Gold update on the Bill Michaels Show. Brought to you by Chili's. Stop by Chili's today for the 3 for $10 deal. A starter, entree, and drink for just $10. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center Green Bay. Featuring newly renovated guest rooms. Now, here's Green Bay insider Mike Clemens.
Mike Clemens, our good buddy, joining us live from up there in Green Bay today. Michael, how you doing?
Pretty good. All set up for camp. Moved into the Bradison last night, like John was talking about there. They got all this brand-new remodeling and stuff like that. So I got like a little nice old big desk area, a little wet. There's a wet bar in my room.
Oh, there you go. Never have to leave now. Now you're
good to go. With four chairs. Now I just got to find four chicks here to, you know, what I look like. You know, some sort of Austin Powers scene or something like
sure,
that.
Yeah, sure, sure. There you go.
You know? But, no, we're at it's the first day of training camp. The tradition was alive and well this morning with the players, young and old, riding up on bikes. Blake Martinez coming up on a kid's bike. A huge turnout with the nice weather. Huge turnout in the stands for this. After a rather head-scratcher that only 4,200 fans showed up for that shareholders meeting yesterday. They used to get 20,000 for that, but maybe people have, you know, said been there and done that. But big turnout today. Now it's just helmets and shorts, so the first six or seven periods are just a lot of individual workouts, but they've got some scrimmaging going now, and it's the first day of camp. Defense looks better than offense. Aaron Rodgers frustrated, you know, guys running wrong routes and he throws the ball in the dirt. DeShone Kizer overthrows guys that got a hand up in the air and they're open. So you know, they're working out the bugs, but it's the first practice where you try and get through all the periods and just sort of get into the rhythm of things.
Hey, Mike, I know that yesterday Mike Daniels' departure sent a few shockwaves through the team, but like I had said, I don't think it's going to be if they stay healthy, it's not going to be a huge deal. Do you think it's going to be a big deal?
Well, I think it's one of these things where Russ Ball, their vice president of finance, does a good job like Andrew Brandt used to. And, you know, you serve Gutekunst and the head coach, and you watch tape yourself. And so you say, okay, Daniels is still a good player, but if Dean Lowry and this Tyler Lancaster has come on like we talked about, and Kenny Clark, who today, by the way, they lined him up over some tackle when they won the charts out there. They're showing a variety of things. And Montrevious Adams is there. They think that Montrevious can play some nose tackle if you use Kenny Clark's talents on the outside. But mostly it's Dean Lowry lineup. Then you got to go to your bosses and say, look, Dean Lowry, if he has another great year, it's only going to cost us twice as much to sign him. Let's try and offer them something now, 3 years, $20 million, and we could save ourselves some money and lock this guy up for another 3 years. Okay, well, where's that going to come from? And then you say, you know, Mike Daniels, who, you know, had the foot injury, unavailable in the spring, 30 years old. We feel good with five or six other players here. Let's make the squad a little bit younger. And, you know, even Mike himself said during, what was it, mini camp, one of the few times he did talk to us, he said, you know, that's just kind of weird because, you know, you got Clay gone, you got Nick Perry gone. He said, thank God Tremont's here, otherwise I'd be the oldest guy in the defense. Well, he isn't. He's not the second oldest anymore. You know, Tremont's number one, and then it drops off from there.
Real quick, before I let you go, Mike, I know there was a lot of discussion yesterday about personnel and about how they're doing things and trying to hang on to good players. Does it seem a little bit disingenuous when they keep saying we keep wanting to stack our team with good players, but they let one go?
Well, they think that the best players on the field are the younger guys. They're always looking to ways to do this more economically. They've got other guys that they want to keep that they're going to have to re-sign, you know, in the next year. So they're trying to forecast that financial. But, yeah, the financials have made some key decisions at the start of this training camp. Mike Daniels, by the way, already getting a look from the Cleveland Browns. No surprise there that John Dorsey would bring in his, you know, veteran leadership there. But the big story everybody hears, you know, ESPN's here, NFL Network, all the national guys, they all, if Aaron Rodgers gets within 5 feet of Matt LaFleur, who's standing out there with his left leg in the boot with the Achilles, if all the cameras go off, 100 cameras go off. They're all focused on trying to get Aaron Rodgers and Matt in the same frame and talk about how's the relationship going. And that's what you're going to hear. We're going to talk to Aaron after this practice today.
Always good, Mike. We will chat again later, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
See you, pal. There you go. Mike Clemens live in Green Bay, brought to you by our good friends at Chili's and the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in Green Bay. Always good to hear from Mike. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show. Pat Hughes, the voice of the Cubs. He is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.